Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Rabbi Avram Golder, and today we're Maseches Avodah Zorah Daf Chafav, the first parak of Nei Dehen. The Zichu Maseches Avodah Zorah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom, and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Alav Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in the next Mishnah, Reb Meir says, "Ein maskin lehem batim be'eretz Yisrael." We may not rent houses to Ovdei Avodah Zorah in Eretz Yisrael. Vein tzarech lomar sados, and it goes without saying that fields may not be rented to them there. Rabbi Yossi says that we may rent houses to them in Eretz Yisrael, but not fields. Reb Meir's language indicates that the prohibition against renting fields is more severe than that of renting houses. This is because renting fields may lead to selling them, which would involve two transgressions. Chada chenias karka, one giving the Ovdei Avodah Zorah a holding in the land, v'chada the kamafki l'mamaiser, and another that it removes the field from maiser obligations. The Gemara objects that selling a house also involves a second transgression by removing the house from its mezuzah obligation. Rav Sharshia answers, mezuzah chovas hadarhu. Mezuzah is the obligation on the one living in the house, not an obligation on the house. So the Akum's purchase does not remove any obligation. Yossi only prohibits renting them fields whose selling involved two prohibitions, but permits renting houses, which involves only one. Point number two, in the Mishnah, Reb Meir permits renting out houses in Surya, but not selling them, and prohibits renting fields. Renting in Eretz Yisrael itself is only rabbinically prohibited to avoid selling there, so renting in Surya would be gezera gezera, a second decree protecting a first decree, which we do not do. The Gemara asks why Reb Meir prohibits renting fields in Surya, which is also presumably a gezera gezera. It answers, Reb Meir holds kibush yachid shmei kibush. An individual's conquest is a legal conquest, meaning David's discretionary conquest of Syria gave it a status of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, selling property in Syria is forbidden midoraisa, and renting is a single gezera. Reb Meir only makes this gezera for renting houses whose selling would involve two transgressions. Reb Yossi permits selling houses and renting fields in Syria. He holds kibush yachid is not considered kibush. Therefore, selling fields there is only forbidden as a gezera, and renting is permitted. Selling houses, which should only carry one transgression in Eretz Yisrael, is permitted in Syria. And point number three, it was taught in the Braisa where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Oyiskar adam merchatzu l'ovid kochavim." A person may not rent his bathhouse to an idolater, mifnei shenikra al shmo, because it's known by his name, meaning people know it belongs to the Jew, and the Akum will do malacha in it on Shabbos and Yantav, which people will assume the Jewish owner instructed him to do for him. The Gemara infers that one may rent his field to an idolater because people who see him doing malacha in the field on Shabbos will mistakenly assume he's an Ari, a sharecropper, performing his sharecropping obligations. This arrangement would be permitted, although the Jew would benefit from the field's produce since the Akum is working for his own benefit, meaning his share of the crop. Renting a bathhouse is prohibited because sharecropping arrangements are not commonly made with a bathhouse, so people assume the Akum is a hired worker. Rabbi Shimon Elazar does not hold people assume an Akum working in a field is an Ari. Still, he permits renting a field to an Akum because he can be told not to work it on Shabbos and will obey. So once again, the three points are, number one, in the next Mishnah, Meir says, "Ein maskinu lehem batim be'eretz Yisrael." We may not rent houses to Ovdei Avodah Zorah in Eretz Yisrael, vein tzarech lomar sados, and it goes without saying that fields may not be rented to them there. Rabbi Yossi says that we may rent houses to them in Eretz Yisrael, but not fields. Rabbi Meir's language indicates that the prohibition against renting fields is more severe than that of renting houses. This is because renting fields may lead to selling them, which would involve two transgressions. Chada chenias karka, one giving the Ovdei Avodah Zorah a holding in the land, v'chada the kamafki l'mamaiser, and another that it removes the field from maiser obligations. The Gemara objects that selling a house also involves a second transgression by removing the house from its mezuzah obligation. Rav Sharshia answers, mezuzah chovas hadarhu. Mezuzah is the obligation on the one living in the house, not an obligation on the house, so the Akum's purchase does not remove any obligation. Yossi only prohibits renting them fields whose selling involved two prohibitions, but permits renting houses, which involves only one. Point number two, in the Mishnah, Reb Meir permits renting out houses in Surya, but not selling them, and prohibits renting fields. Renting in Eretz Yisrael itself is only rabbinically prohibited to avoid selling there, so renting in Surya would be gezera gezera, a second decree protecting a first decree, which we do not do. The Gemara asks why Reb Meir prohibits renting fields in Surya, which is also presumably a gezera gezera. It answers, Reb Meir holds kibush yachid shmei kibush. An individual's conquest is a legal conquest, meaning David's discretionary conquest of Syria gave it a status of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, selling property in Syria is forbidden midoraisa, and renting is a single gezera. Rav Meir only makes this gezerah for renting houses whose selling would involve two transgressions. Rav Yossi permits selling houses and renting fields in Syria. He holds kibush yachid is not considered kibush. Therefore, selling fields there is only forbidden as a gezerah, and renting is permitted. Selling houses which should only carry one transgression in Eretz Yisrael is permitted in Syria. And point number three, it was taught in the Brisa where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Oyiskar adam merchatzel over kochavim." A person may not rent his bathhouse to an idolater, mifneishin nikra al shmo, because it's known by his name, meaning people know it belongs to the Jew, and the Akum will do malacha in it on Shabbos and Yantav, which people will assume the Jewish owner instructed him to do for him. The Gemara infers that one may rent his field to an idolater because people who see him doing malacha in the field on Shabbos will mistakenly assume he's an Ari, a sharecropper, performing his sharecropping obligations. This arrangement would be permitted, although the Jew would benefit from the field's produce since the Akum is working for his own benefit, meaning his share of the crop. Renting a bathhouse is prohibited because sharecropping arrangements are not commonly made with a bathhouse, so people assume the Akum is a hired worker. Rabbi Shimon Elazar does not hold people assume an Akum working in a field is an Ari. Still, he permits renting a field to an Akum because he can be told not to work it on Shabbos and will obey. All right, so now we get our Zimmer Daf Chaf Aleph, and our standard Zimmer is a car because Bostonians, people from Boston, pronounce car as ka. So here goes. The idolater who drove his ka all over Eretz Yisrael to discover he couldn't rent a house, and certainly not fields, decided to take the road to Syria to where at least he could rent a house after being told that renting Beryl's bathhouse was also out of the question. Once again, slow motion. The idolater who drove his ka, that must be more daf chav aleph. The idolater who drove his ka all over Eretz Yisrael to discover he couldn't rent a house, and certainly not fields, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Rav Meir says, "Ein maskim lehem batim b'Eretz Yisrael, we may not rent houses to Ovdei Avodah Zorah in Eretz Yisrael, vein tzarech lomar sados," and it goes without saying that fields may not be rented to them there. Rav Yossi says we may rent houses to them in Eretz Yisrael, but not fields. Rav Meir's language indicates that the prohibition against renting fields is more severe than that of renting houses. This is because renting fields may lead to selling them, which would involve two transgressions. Chada chanias karka, one, giving the Akum a holding in the land, v'chada de Mafka will have a miser, and another that removes the field from miser obligations. So the idolater who drove his ka all over Eretz Yisrael to discover he couldn't rent a house, and certainly not fields, decided to take the road to Syria to where at least he could rent a house, which reminds us the Gemara discusses selling and renting properties in Syria. So the idolater who drove his ka all over Eretz Yisrael to discover he couldn't rent a house, and certainly not fields, decided to take the road to Syria to where at least he could rent a house after being told that renting Beryl's bathhouse was also out of the question, which reminds us, in a brisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Lo yiskar adam merchatzel over kochavim." A person may not rent his bathhouse to an idolater, mifnei shenikra al shmo, because it's known by his name, meaning people know it belongs to the Jew, and the Akum will do malacha in it on Shabbos and Yantav, which people assume the Jewish owner instructed him to do for him. So once again, the idolater who drove his ka all over Eretz Yisrael to discover he couldn't rent a house, and certainly not fields, decided to take the road to Syria to where at least he could rent a house after being told that renting Beryl's bathhouse was also out of the question. All right, so now it's time for four blabak hazara. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman, that must be more on Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who refused to sell a car to a heretic as he wanted to distance himself from Minas, which reminds us, Rabbi Eliezer was seized by heretics and later explained that he was punished for hearing and enjoying a heretic's explanation of a pasuk, thereby transgressing, Harchik me'aleha darkecha, distance your way from her, zu Minas, this refers to heresy, v'al tikra v'al pesach besa, and do not come near the door of her house, zu harushus, this refers to the authorities. In another version, Minas and Rishus are both referenced in the first clause, and the second clause teaches to stay far from a zona. So the used car salesman who refused to sell a car to a heretic as he wanted to distance himself from Minas sold one to a soon-to-be Baal Tshuva who had bags of money with him and planned to travel a long distance over seven rivers, which reminds us the Gemara brings the Maaser of Beleza Madurdia and the Zona and is coming to the realization regarding Tshuva that Eina Davatuli El Abi, and how Rebbe cried and said, Yesh Kona Olamo B'Kama Shanim, there is one who acquires his world over many years, V'Yesh Kona Olamo B'Sha'achas, and there is another who acquires his world in a single moment. He added, it's not enough they accept Bali Tshuva, El Shikorin Osam Rebbe, but they even call them Rebbe. So the used car salesman, who refused to sell a car to a heretic as he wanted to distance himself from Minas, sold one to a soon-to-be Baal Tshuva who had bags of money with him and planned to travel a long distance over seven rivers, and told two rabbis who wanted to buy the same car that the one who was Osik B'Torah Gmilas Chasadim could have it, and not the one who was only Osik B'Torah, which reminds us. Rabbi Elazar ben Parta and Rabbi Chanina ben Trudim were both arrested by the Roman government. Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Chanina, "You're fortunate, for you've been seized for only one thing, teaching Torah publicly. Woe is me, for I've been seized for five things." Rabbi Chanina replied that Rabbi Elazar was fortunate, for he would be saved despite being seized for five things, but he would be executed despite being seized for only one thing. He explained that Rabbi Elazar engaged in both Torah and Gmilas Chasadim, whereas he engaged in learning Torah only. As Rav Huna said, "Kol ha'osik b'Torah b'levad, whoever is only involved in learning Torah, Doma Kamisha Inul Elka, is similar to one who has no God." Daf Yud Ches. So the similar Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The chuppah. That must be on Daf Yud Ches. The chuppah held for the chassan surrounded by fire and wrapped in a sefer Torah, which reminds the Gemara tells about the execution of Rabbi Chanina ben Trudim for teaching Torah publicly. He told his Talmidim what he saw. Gilyan Nisrafim Ve'osios Porchos. The parchment is being burned, but the letters are flying off. He refused to end his life by opening his mouth, but accepted the executioner's offer to remove the wool and quickly end his life. The executioner jumped into the fire after him, and a baskol proclaimed him ready for Olam Haba. So the chuppah held for the chassan surrounded by fire and wrapped in a sefer Torah, and a kala who was saved from the Romans holding a Rav Meir Bal Hanes Pushka, which reminds us, the Gemara explains how Rabbi Meir saved his sister-in-law, the daughter of Chanina ben Trudim, from a house of Zonos, where she had been put by the Romans, by bribing the guard and teaching him to say Elka Demer Aneni. So the chuppah held for the chassan surrounded by fire and wrapped in a sefer Torah, and a kal who was saved from the Romans holding a Rav Meir Bal Hanes Pushka was disturbed by the rowdy laughter of the Moshe Vleitzim, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether it's permitted to attend various events, such as stadiums, and if they are forbidden as Moshe Vleitzim, a session of scoffers. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi darshan the pasuk, "Ashrei isha sholach ba'atzos rishayim." Praiseworthy is the man who did not walk in the counsel of the wicked, b'derech chatayim lo amad, and did not stand in the path of the sinful, u'b'moshev leitzim lo yashav, and did not sit at a session of scoffers. This progression teaches that if he merely walks on a sinful path, he'll come to stand there, and if he stands there, he'll come to sit among scoffers. If he does, he himself will come to scoff. Daf Yud Tes. So the simmer Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The captain of the yacht, that must be on Daf Yud Tes. The captain of the yacht, who always learned Mishlei, since that is Mashalibo Chafetz, which reminds us, Rav said, "Ein Adam Loma Torah Amamakam Shalibo Chafetz." A person can only learn Torah successively from the area his heart desires to learn. As the Pasuk says, "Kim B'Torah Seshem Chepso," but his desire is in Hashem's Torah. The Gemara explains what happened when Levi wanted to learn Mishlei and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe wanted to learn Tehillim. So, the captain of the yacht, who always learned Mishlei, since that is Mashalibu Chafetz, guided the passengers to take a small page from Gemara in their hand to learn and constantly review. Which reminds us, Rav Huna darshan the pasuk, "Hon mehevel yimat bekovetz al yad yarbe." Wealth gained by vanity will diminish, but that gathered by hand will increase. This teaches, "Im osa adam toraso chavilos chavilos." If a person makes many large bundles of his Torah, quickly amassing material without sufficient time for review, mismayet, his learning diminishes, and he'll not remember it. Vim kovetz al yad yarbet, but if he gathers by hand, learning small amounts at a time and reviewing constantly, he'll increase his learning. So the captain of the yacht, who always learned Mishlei, since that is Mashalibu Chafetz, guided the passengers to take a small page from Gemara in their hand to learn and constantly review. As they traveled towards Chavetz Chaim Island, where a merchant could be heard calling out, "Who wants life? Who wants life?" Which reminds us, Rabbi Alexandria once announced, "Man boy chai, man boy chai. Who wants life? Who wants life?" Everyone gathered to him and said, "Give us life." He recited to them the psukim, "Mi ish Chavetz Chaim, who is the man who desires life? Netzo ashon chemera, guard your tongue from speaking evil." Daf Chaf. So the Simon Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. At the Los Hachanim Cafe, that must be on Daf Chaf. At the Los Hachanim Cafe, where only Jewish customers were praised and given free cups of coffee, not Nachri ones, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three different interpretations for the Isra of Los Hachanim. Number one, Ositen lehem chanaya bakarka, do not give them a holding in the land. Number two, Ositen lehem chain, you shall not grant them favor, meaning praise them. And number three, Ositen lehem matnas shalchinam, you shall not give them a free gift. So at the Los Achanim Cafe, where only Jewish customers were praised and given free cups of coffee, not Nachri ones, the owner covered his eyes so he wouldn't come to gaze at female customers, which reminds us, the Gemara wonders how Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saw an idolatrous beauty and made a bracha. Is it permitted to gaze at her? But our Braisa states, V'nishmart b'kol davara, and you shall beware of any evil thing, teaching that a man may not gaze at a beautiful woman, even an unmarried one, nor at a married woman, even an ugly one, and not at a woman's colorful clothing, nor at animals while they're mating. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Shimon saw her b'keren zobis, at a corner, and saw her inadvertently. So at the Los Achanim Cafe, where only Jewish customers were praised and given free cups of coffee, not Nachri ones, the owner covered his eyes so he wouldn't come to gaze at female customers and brewed his specialty Zahiros and Zrizos brands of coffee. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Brice of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair's progression for spiritual growth, beginning with Torah brings to Zahiros and Zahiros brings to Zrizos. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you discuss whether it's permitted to sell an injured lion to a goy? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number two. Which stuff do you discuss the prohibition to rent a merchatz to an akum because of malacha on Shabbos? That's on daf Chaf Aleph. Good. Number three. Which stuff did we learn that Belezim and Parta was safe from the Romans because he was osik in Torah and Gemilas Sasanim, whereas Rabbi Hanina ben Trajan was not because he was only osik in Torah? That's on daf Yed Zayin. Good. Number four. Which stuff do you discuss selling and renting properties to Ovdei Avodah Zorah in Syria? That's on daf Chaf Aleph. Good. Number five. Which stuff do we learn that selling a behema gasa to an idolater is forbidden? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number six. Which stuff do we dash in the pasuk im kovetz al yad yarbit to mean if one gathers by hand, learning small amounts at a time and reviewing constantly, he'll increase his learning? That's on daf Yotes. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do you discuss renting houses or fields to idolaters in Eretz Yisrael? That's on daf Chaf Aleph. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do we discuss which type of basilica is permitted to build for idolaters? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do we darshan the pasuk mi ish al-chofetz chaim? That's on daf Yotes. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we discuss whether it's permitted to sell a fattened ox to a goy? That's on daf Tezayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.